So are you worried about the interest rate on that student loan going up this summer? Well, now we get into the politics of student loans. Republicans ignored a White House veto threat and passed a bill to keep interest rates on millions of federal student loans from doubling this summer. The House approved the bill today, 215 to 195. But the question is the concern over the way the costs are covered. Now, earlier this week, President Obama went on a two-day tour to college campuses to rally support for an extension of low-interest student loans.
Joining us now live, Gwen Ifill, moderator of Washington Week. Hiya, Gwen.
Hiya.
So, House Republicans passed this bill about the student loan interest rates. Tell us about it and how this could shake out.
You know, the way we're talking about tonight is it's the perfect example of how the general election is going to play out. Everything about policy has something to do with politics, and everything with politics has an overlap into policy. So today, what we had earlier this week was the president doing what he considered to be a slam dunk. Clearly, the Democrats are trying to force Republicans into a corner on the idea of extending this low interest rate for loans for college students. That's why you go to college campuses and you get them cheering you. Obviously, the Republicans were kind of unhappy about that. They thought it was a phony issue. So Mitt Romney came out that day and said, guess what? I'm for that, too. Seemed like it was going away, except it turns out they were for it. But here's the catch. Who's going to pay for it and how's it paid for? So the House indeed did pass a bill today that would keep those rates, the low rates, but they said it would have to be paid for off the president's health care law. So there, now the White House is threatening to veto it. It's an ugly scene the way it plays out. In the end, nothing much happens. And in the end, we had this spectacle on the House floor this afternoon where House Speaker John Boehner came out and said, why do people insist that we have to have a political fight on something when there is no fight? He seemed very frustrated about this whole thing.
Now, Gwen, Republicans are also pushing ahead with legislation to protect the nation's critical infrastructure and corporations from cyber attacks. But this has some controversy as well. What are you hearing?
I'm not hearing anything about that. I'm sorry. It's not an issue I know that much about.
All right, Gwen, well.
I'm happy to talk about anything I know about.
What do you think is the most interesting? What are you going to be talking about?
Well, we're going to be talking about the Supreme Court. We're going to be talking about this immigration fight, which also is another example of something that where policy, in this case, Arizona immigration law, overlaps with politics. And in the end, we end up with a fight which always is going to play it on the campaign trail. So as one of the president's advisors said this week, you know, welcome to the general election, and that's where we are.
All right, Gwen, thanks so much.
Take care.
That's Gwen Ifill of Washington Week and National Journal. It airs tonight at 8 on TV 26.